This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives is set to vote today on all three lawsuits against Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn. The lawsuits are over their refusal to cooperate with congressional subpoenas in connection with the Russian election interference investigation. Lawmakers want access to documents from Special Counsel Mueller's report on whether President Donald Trump obstructed justice by trying to thwart the investigation. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo praised President Trump's deal with Mexico to avert tariffs. That deal was announced last week. He called it a win for the American people. Meanwhile, the Trump administration faces questions about just how much of the deal is actually new. Here, Pompeo responds to a question about what's different from a previous deal discussed late last year.
The scale, the effort, the commitment here is very different from what we were able to achieve back in December. And frankly, wouldn't have happened. The entire team from the Mexican government that came up, they came up because the president had raised the specter of 5% tariffs on their products. It's what prompted this series of conversations that took on a level of seriousness and a timed commitment that we were committed to getting done before the weekend.
The agreement includes a commitment from Mexico to deploy its new National Guard to the country's southern border with Guatemala. The Russian Interior Minister says investigative journalist Ivan Golunov has been freed from house arrest, and authorities are now conducting an internal probe into his detention. In a statement Tuesday, the Interior Minister said that police officers involved in detaining the journalist have been suspended. For more on this and other stories, visit us online at voanews.com. You're listening to VOA News. President Trump is threatening to impose tariffs on another $325 billion worth of imported goods from China. Trump says that's if Chinese President Xi Jinping does not engage in new trade talks with him later this month. Trump says he expects to meet Xi in Osaka, Japan, at the G20 meeting of the leaders of the world's largest economies.
I think President Xi of China, great relationship with him. I think he'll be there. We are scheduled to talk and to meet. I think interesting things will happen. Let's see what happens.
Trump said he would impose the new tariffs on top of tariffs he has already levied on $200 billion worth of Chinese exports if Xi skips the meeting. The International Labor Conference in Geneva, Switzerland, is looking at the profound transformational changes taking place in the world of work. Dozens of heads of state are among those weighing in on this issue, including South Africa's president, Cyril Ramaphosa. He says the threats to work posed by technological advances, the growth of artificial intelligence, automation, and robotics require a human-centered response.
As countries of Africa, we are particularly determined to ensure that this investment focuses on the creation of economic opportunities for young people. Many of the young people on our continent are unemployed and lack the critical skills demanded by the workplace of both the present and the future.
Ramaphosa has been looking into the problem as co-chair of the Global Commission on the Future of Work. The commission is proposing a universal labor guarantee that includes the right to lifelong learning and skills training. The Federal Aviation Administration said the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating a helicopter crash atop a New York City skyscraper on Monday. The helicopter crash-landed on the roof of a Manhattan high-rise, killing the pilot and starting a fire, according to New York officials. And Boston Red Sox baseball legend David Ortiz is hospitalized after being shot in his native Dominican Republic. He was relocated to a hospital in Boston on Monday. The shooting took place Sunday night. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports on the outpouring of affection from fans.
So many fans crowded around the Boston hospital that it caused a traffic jam. Supporters wished David Ortiz well and prayed for him.
Through all these years, we've grown up watching him. He's just been there. We've been with him through the ups and downs. He's been there for us.
He's done a lot for the community. He's done a lot for the kids. He's done a lot for everybody, especially breaking the curse in 04. I mean, that's one of the biggest things he's ever done for us in Boston.
That's when David Ortiz. You're listening to VOA News.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving.